Everyone in the Senate, please rise in the gallery for a prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sir Thomas More wrote, "The things, good Lord, that we pray for, give us the grace to labor for." Now we gather, O Lord, to fulfill our constitutional obligation as we enter into this veto session. May our time in it be fruitful and fulfill what is required of us. Bless us through this time, and may we rejoice that we have this time together. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator from the 2nd District.
President, could you inquire of the Secretary if there are communications from the Secretary of State, and if so, ask that they be read?
There are communications. Madam Secretary, please read those communications.
I, John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State, in compliance with Section 116.180 RISMO, do hereby certify the following language as the official ballot title for House Joint Resolution Number 59, passed by the 99th General Assembly in 2018. The official ballot title shall read as follows. To the Secretary of the Senate, Honorable Adrian D. Krause, Jefferson City, Missouri. Madam, I, John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State of the State of Missouri, hereby certify that at the special election held in the 17th Senatorial District in the State of Missouri on the 5th day of June 2018, as provided by law, the following named person was elected to the office of State Senator, 17th Senatorial District, as shown by the election results certified to this office by the election authorities of the 17th Senatorial District. Name, Lauren Arthur, office, State Senator, 17th Senatorial District. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the seal of my office this 26th day of June, 2018. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State.
Senator for the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Samuel King from KCUR-FM has been granted permission to take photographs in the body today.
Thank you, Senator. That will be printed in the journal. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now ask that the Senator from Lewis escort the newly elected Senator from the 17th to the dais.
I would like to present before the body duly elected Senator from the 17th District, Senator Arthur.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Lauren Arthur.
I, Lauren Arthur.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Missouri.
And the Constitution of the State of Missouri.
And faithfully perform the duties of my office.
And faithfully perform the duties of my office.
That I will not knowingly receive.
That I will not knowingly receive
directly or indirectly,
directly or indirectly,
any money or other valuable thing,
any money or other valuable thing,
for the performance or non-performance,
for the performance or non-performance,
of any act or duty pertaining to my office,
of any act or duty pertaining to my office,
other than compensation allowed by law,
other than compensation allowed by law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur,
present.
Brown,
here.
Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford,
here.
Cunningham,
here.
Curls,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Igel,
here.
Emery, Hageman,
here.
Holzman,
here.
Hoskins,
here.
Hummel,
here.
Koenig,
here.
Leibler, Munslinger,
here.
Nasheed,
here.
Onder,
here.
Richard,
here.
Riddle,
here.
Rizzo,
here.
Romine,
here.
Rowden, Sater,
here.
Schaff,
here.
Schatz,
here.
Shoup,
here.
Sifton,
here.
Wallingford,
here.
Walsh,
here.
Wasson,
here.
Whelan.
A quorum has been established. Senator from the 17th, Senator from the 17th, you are making that desk a lot younger looking. Welcome. Welcome to the hood. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Actually, he just walked out, but I did receive the permission from the senator from the 5th to introduce a very good friend of mine who is no stranger to this chamber. His name is Chris Carter, and he is newly elected to the 76th District in St. Louis City, and it is going to be a joy and honor to serve with Chris Carter, who his mother served in this chamber very loyally and had a great time teaching the rest of us who were youngsters in this building exactly how to perform in the Senate. But if everyone will give a kind welcome to Chris Carter, the representative-elect from the 76th District, I would greatly appreciate that.
The Senate give a warm welcome to the guests of the Senator from the 16th. Senator from the 17th.
I rise to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, I am joined by friends and family from across the state who are here to celebrate. I'd like to introduce my parents, Larry and Julie, my sisters, Kristen and Jenny, my nieces, Amelia and Julia, my mother and father-in-law, Marilyn and Richard Shanklin, my sister-in-law, Emma, and my best friend and husband, Russell. I wouldn't be here without their help. They knocked many doors, wrote many postcards, but I also wouldn't be here without their love and support. And I'm so, today is a very special day, and it's extra sweet that they're here to celebrate. Thank you.
Would the special guests of the Senator from the 15th District please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome in the chambers today? Introduction of guests, Senator from the 9th, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, it is my pleasure today to introduce some additional guests who have joined us in celebration of the swearing in of the new Senator from the 17th. It's very nice to have them in this chamber and in the Capitol again. To my left, and to your right, we have former State Representative Trent Skaggs. If you could stand. We have his dad, former representative as well, Bill Skaggs. His mom, Sandy Skaggs. And, Mr. President, we also have Mrs. Jane Quick, the wife of former Senator Ed Quick, who also served as President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate. And he is also the previous office holder of the seat, of course, that we have just sworn in. So it is my pleasure to have them here today and would love for everyone to make them feel welcome.
Would the Missouri Senate welcome the guests from the Senator of the 9th? Senator from St. Francis.
Introduction to special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and to your right, as they're standing up here today, we have the 4th through 8th graders from the Centerville School in Centerville, Missouri, and I would like for the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the students from Centerville. Introduction of guests. Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests to introduce.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, in the upper gallery in front of you, we have Stockton High School and their American Government class, and I would like the body to please make them feel welcome.
The guests of the Senator from Dallas, please rise, and would the Senate make them welcome. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
Fantastic up there. I would like to briefly inquire the Senator from the 17th.
Senator from the 17th, you yield to an inquiry. She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, Senator, welcome. It's great to have you here. I just wanted to give you a quick snapshot of kind of the, I'm sure you've heard this, but kind of the ingress, egress, how we do things here, right? Right, yeah, so you're somehow, this is the only question I have. You have a better seat than about 3/4 of the Missouri Senate on day one. So I don't know what to make of that. I think it probably puts you in a position of immediate influence and power. So first of all, I want to say congratulations on that. And secondly, and certainly, I just want to also say that the transition from the former tenant to the current one is a very, very good one. I just wanted to say welcome to the Senate, and maybe we can switch desks at some point.
I'll think about it. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Butler County, what reason do you rise?
Very briefly, inquire the Senator from the 3rd.
Senator from the 3rd District, you yield to an inquiry. He does. Proceed.
I've seen all these great students from Centerville.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a big fan of food. And one of the best places there is in the state of Missouri to buy a hamburger is there at the junction of 21 and 72.
Yes.
It's barely out of my district, but I know, no disrespect to the center from Cape, but that is a great hamburger place right there at the Centerville convenience store. And I know a lot of these young folks back here, but I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you traverse my district as you're making your way from Butler County up here to Jeff City and making sure that you stop by and enjoy some of our fine cuisine of Centerville, Missouri.
I remember you chowing down on a big cheeseburger from there also not too long ago.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
To inquire the Senator from the 17th.
Senator from the 17th, you yield to an inquiry. She does. Proceed.
Senator, from the most senior senator to the most junior senator, welcome to the Senate.
Thank you, Senator.
You know, when I was in the House, I was up on a bill. It was, I can't even remember what the bill was, but Jason Crowell, the floor leader, came and whispered into my ear. He said, if you don't sit down immediately, I will never go to your bill. That will never happen to you in the Senate. When I was in the Senate my last year, they had passed the Rules Committee changes, and you had to have your amendment on the approved list. And I had an amendment, and they didn't get to that amendment, and I was never allowed the opportunity to offer the amendment. That will never happen to you in the Senate. Nobody will ever tell you to stop talking or to sit down. You can talk as long as you want. That is probably the main difference between the House and the Senate. You will quickly forget what it was like to be in the House because it is so dramatically different.
I've been a senator for 10 minutes, and I can tell you I like it a lot better so far.
Good. The other thing that you will quickly learn is that there are no gentlemen in the Senate, and there are no ladies either. There are only senators. So try to remember that, but I predict that just like all the rest of us that came from the House, you will forget, and you will get gaveled down, and it's okay. Welcome.
Thank you, Senator.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate is on the order of business of resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 2nd.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
It has been distributed, and I would ask that it be read.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 894 and 921 and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50 when the bills were called by the President.
Mr. President.
Senator from the Second.
That is the incorrect resolution. I would ask that it be sent back.
Madam Secretary, please send that resolution back. Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, I have Senate Resolution Number 1.
Thank you, Senator.
I would move its adoption.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the resolution?
Senate Resolution Number 1. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator, would you like to explain the amendment?
Yes, this is the duly convened resolution and I would move its adoption.
Senator from the Second has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Thank you. Senator from the Second has moved to that Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
It has been distributed. But I would nonetheless ask that it be read.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 99th General Assembly second regular session be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 99th General Assembly.
Senator, would you like to explain this amendment?
Yes, Mr. President, this is the rules resolution and I would move its adoption.
Senator from the Second has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the Second renews his motion that Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution Number 2. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are any messages from the Governor, and if so, ask that they be read.
There are messages from the Governor. Madam Secretary, please read those messages. Senator, would you like those messages to just be printed in the journal?
And please print them in the journal.
Senator, the messages from the Governor will be printed in the journal. Senator from Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate go to the order of business of announcements. I apologize, Mr. President. I move that we go to the order. We remain on the order of business of resolutions.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 24th District.
In unanimous consent to introduce two special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and to my right, standing over by the doorway, is a former longtime before term limits and post term limits representative from Columbia, Missouri, and from Boone County. Representative Chris Kelly, who many of you know because he served probably with all of us and well before any of us were even thinking about running for office. He's a former budget chair and a curmudgeon. He is a smart guy and a guy who knows how to get things done. If you will all please join me in welcoming back Representative Chris Kelly.
Please welcome Representative Kelly.
Mr. President, the other person I wanted to introduce today, I believe has stepped outside of the chamber, but I would like to, he's right over here, thank you. This is Senator-elect to the 14th Senate District, and I want you to join me in welcoming somebody who will be joining us here in the chamber come January, Senator-elect Brian Williams.
Can we welcome Senator-elect Brian Williams?
Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th District. Senator from the 24th, I apologize. Were you?
Thank you. Mr. President, I wanted to just inquire briefly of the Senator from the 2nd, if I may.
You bet. Senator from the 2nd, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, I wanted to ask you a few questions about what was going to go on today in veto session. I know that we have several budget items that of us are concerned about that were vetoed.
That's right.
So I wanted to see what your plans were for today.
So yeah, the procedure is that, of course, the House goes into special or to veto session at noon, as do we. So
Would the members of the Senate please take their conversations outside or in the back gallery so we can hear the two senators debate?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate your use of that gavel.
So we very shortly will get to the order of business of Senate bills that were vetoed. There was one of those, the Senator from Butler's STEM and computer science bill during regular session. On the other hand, all the other, there was one other, Thomas Hart Benton.
Well, those are part of the special session, right?
The new bills are part of the special session,
right.
But we have those bills. Those were
bills
Senate bills.
And certain budget items that were vetoed.
Yes, those were Senate bills that were vetoed. Of course, all budget items, line item vetoes, are House bills. So
right. We
will have to recess and wait for the House to take action.
All right.
On the House bill, the drug court bill, as well as the which it's expected that they're not going to take action because we're doing the new bill on special session.
Right.
And the line item vetoes that you allude to, we'll have to see what action the House takes, and then we'll receive those messages from the House after we come back from recess.
All right. So I just wanted to know, I wanted to feel confident. I heard that you were planning on going to announcements. But your plan is not to adjourn. Your plan is to recess until...
That's right. And we have some more Senate business to do before we recess. But
we'll do
then
some
we
of
will
these.
Recess to wait for the House.
We will recess from veto session to wait for the House, and then we will pick up if they are sending some veto overrides here. We will
Correct.
Have the opportunity to deal with
right.
those.
Right.
Because there are, as you know, as there always are, lots of rumors floating around, and I want to just be perfectly clear that things like tourniquets for law enforcement, that we make sure that we at least have the opportunity to discuss those and make a decision about those should the House send those over to us.
Right. And, by doing this inquiry, you probably covered some of my announcements.
Okay, well then.
A little bit later. Thank you.
Well then, everyone's job here is done, right?
That's right.
No, I'm just.
No, not
all right,
yet.
So we will be recessing until what time this afternoon then?
We will recess. We'll probably just recess for a half hour after the end of this first part, but we don't know how long it will take the House.
Right, but I thought we had to recess till a time certain.
Well, we'll pick a time, say a half an hour from here, but it's not likely to be that quick. It could take longer for the House to do their business.
But it is the intention of this body to come back and deliberate and discuss and vote on whatever the House may be sending over to us. Is that correct?
We'll be coming back for sure, yes.
We'll be coming back, but are you suggesting that we won't be talking about these?
No, I mean, we will. I believe it's my expectation we'll be taking in those bills and doing what we do in veto session.
Okay, because there are several things on here. I know that a lot of our colleges and universities have had monies cut for needs that they currently do have. I know the Office of Child Advocate has had dollars cut from our budget that's important for moving forward. So I want to make sure that we're going to have an opportunity to discuss those after this recess comes to an end of the veto session. We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the House does on those things, but those
right,
are definitely
so if the House moves some things over here, that we will be available to go through those.
Yeah, we're not adjourning sine die, that's right.
We're not going to do
right.
that. Okay,
yeah.
That's what
okay.
I needed to know. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th District.
To inquire the Senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, you yield to an inquiry.
I do.
She does proceed.
Senator, let me first and foremost thank you for asking those questions, because there's a lot of rumors flowing around the chamber,
right.
Well, the Capitol here.
Right.
But next time you want to know something.
Go to you.
Being that I am right next to the man, I know everything now.
I'm going right to the man.
Okay. You don't go to the man. You come to me, because I know everything about what's happening.
I knew that you knew everything.
Okay, but thanks for asking those questions.
I just wanted to see if you had taught the senator from the second everything yet, so.
Well, we'll talk about that offline,
Right.
Next time, ask me.
Senator from the 14th, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield to an inquiry?
Do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to echo some of the concerns that the senator from the 24th raised some moments ago, because, like what the senator from the 5th said, there are a lot of people who are talking about the intentions. Obviously, I am concerned looking at some of the governor's vetoes. One of them has to do with radioactive waste in the district. And everything he said publicly when he vetoed that line item conflicts with what the reality is. And so I hope that we have a full discussion on that. And then I'm trying to figure out if we close out, because there are a lot of people who are saying we're going to close out on veto session and not accept anything from the House at all. That's going to be a huge disadvantage to the people who I represent. So I echo the senator from the 24th. And I also want to raise the concern, if we're not working with the other House, I don't know how we're going to move forward through Friday, because that's going to create a problem with the timeline. There are a lot of people who have been here all 5 days. I came yesterday. There's a lot of work back at home. And if we have to stay for an extra long time on Friday, then that may just have to happen. And I wanted to let you know that.
Well, needless to say, the item you allude to is a budget bill, of course, which is a House bill. And, you know, we'll have to see what action the House takes on that particular line item. But
I just wanted to make sure.
I hear you, Senator.
Because in the rumor mill, it was stated that we would be closing out. And I just want to give those people who are dying in my community same opportunity as the bill that we're considering in special session is getting currently.
I appreciate that, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th District.
To inquire the Senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th, you yield to an inquiry. She does. Proceed.
Senator?
Yes?
The senator that's sitting next to you, he's huffing and puffing like he's ready to go, but he hadn't even been here long enough to be ready to go.
I hadn't noted any huffing and puffing, by the way.
Okay. He said he had some special guests to introduce. Well, just be patient here.
All right.
So anyway, Senator, you heard me inquire of the senator from the 24th. And I inquired of her because I told her to quit stealing my thunder. Like, she could have asked me all those questions, right?
Right, because you're sitting next to the man.
Because I'm sitting next to the man.
Right, and that was my role prior.
Yeah, right, so, but she did it twice today. So she got up and introduced a very special guest, which is a great thing.
Right.
But I was going to do that. I was going to introduce the next senator from the 14th, because I felt that it was incumbent upon me to do it, or you do it, or anybody else. Do you know that he is the first African-American male in over 20 years?
Wow, that's true. You know what? We made that
observation that's profound.
Last week, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, we did.
The first African-American male back here in the chamber. I think there's a shift going.
Right.
To happen around here.
Yeah, we'll see. We certainly have risen from 3 caucus members to 4.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It'll be good.
I don't think he'll be as colorful as the senator that's leaving out, but, you know, I think he's going to do a fantastic job. So
I
just
so
wanted,
well.
You know, wanted to make you acknowledge the fact that we do have a senator that's coming in that's African-American.
Right.
After over 20, 25 years.
Right.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. That has been quite a long time. I think it was Philip Curls and Jet Banks and Allie Bass, if I'm not mistaken.
Play with
Senator Bass.
Play
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Senator from Johnson County, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, if they would please stand, I have two of my constituents, Lorenz and Lisa Richter from Warrensburg, and then Lorenz's father, Hans Richter, from the country of Austria, is here to visit with us today, and I ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's make the guests of the Senator from Johnson feel welcome. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate proceed to the order of business of vetoed bills and that the calendar be called.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is vetoed bills. House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills number 894 and 921. Next bill is Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask you to inquire of the Secretary as to whether there are messages from the House.
There are messages in the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumbliss, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcement. Senator from the second.
So shortly after the conclusion of announcement, I will make a recess motion, and I will make it for a half hour from now, but I believe it's unlikely that the House will be done by then, so I think everyone should stay around, listen for the bells and so on, and we'll try to keep in communication as best we can with members as to when we're likely to go in. So we are waiting for the House and their action on House bills that were vetoed, and House, as we discussed in the inquiry with the Senator from the 24th line item veto overrides. And we will also, after conclusion of the veto session, we will continue the special session, and that will occur after the veto session.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th District.
Announcement.
Proceed.
Mr. President, the Minority Caucus will caucus upon adjournment in room 333.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Andrew, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Proceed.
The Majority Caucus will meet upon adjournment in the Senate lounge.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements.
Yes.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that we go back to the order of business of resolutions.
Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I have a resolution, Senate Resolution number 3.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution number 3. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 894 and 921 and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 when the bills were called by the President.
Senator from the second, would you like to explain your resolution?
Yes, Mr. President. When the calendar of vetoed bills was called, neither the Senate bill nor the Senate concurrent resolution was a motion made, and therefore this is the message that informs the House of the same. So I would move the adoption of this resolution.
Senator from the second has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 3. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the second has renewed his motion to adopt Senate Resolution Number 3. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that the Senate go into recess until 1:35 today, the 12th of September, 2018.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 2nd District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1:35 today.